you know about Nandgaon? Kadambatir.
Son, you didn't tell us everything, but you told us some when we were there.
Kadamba is situated between Chavat and Nandgaon. Rupa Goswami has did his all devotional services living in Vrindavan, living in Vrindavan.
How long did he live there?
It is not described anywhere, but he used to live in Vrindavan in Damodar temple, and sometimes he used to go to Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhan, Nandgaon, Darshan, etc. But he used to live more time in Vrindavan and also in Nandgaon also. Nandgaon is very, very raspurnasthan, full of rasa. Because the pastimes of Kaisur Leela, you know Kaisur Leela? Kaisur Leela. From Hindi, ye nahi jaanti na? Kaisur Leela. And also Pauganda Leela. Pauganda, you know? Pauganda Leela. Where? There. After, when Krishna came from Vrindavan to Mathura, she came from Nandgaon. At that time, Nand Baba with Krishna was there. And Akrur went there and took off Krishna and Baldev Mathura. When Uddhav went to Braja, Vrindavan, he went to Nandgaon.
Did Buddha come many times to Vrindavan before?
Who?
Buddha.
Huh? Buddha.
Is that the only time he came, or did he come before?
First time he came.
In your book, there's one story about how Krishna was making some joke with Uddha about Jyotila.
Jyotila.
Yes. When was that? That he was saying, they were saying something bad to Krishna, and he was laughing and saying bad back to them. And then he was saying to Uddha, I like this Leela better than even hearing the Vedas.
Oh, I have told that when Uddha went from Vrindavan to Mathura, then he is describing Utvidha. But Uddha did not went before to Vrindavan.
That's what I thought.
That I wanted to say there. So Makhan Chori and cow herding, meeting with Srimati Radhika and with gopis, meeting in Prem Sarovar and Okay, Sanketaban. All these pastimes were done living at Nandalong. Kadambater is the place where Krishna, after midday, used to collect his cows, climbing on the head top of that kadamba tree. And in float, he used to take the name of Dhavali, Shyamali, Kalindi, Ishangi, Gange, so many cows. And then he used to numbering of cows. If any cow has not come, then he knew from counting on his manimala. Manimala, you know?
Jewels.
Yes. Then he used to call that very cow, Vahe Pishangi. Then that very cow used to come running and by humba, 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 doing. When Krishna became satisfied that every cow has come, then he used to go to Nandagaon. So that is called Kadamba ter. Ter means to call. And in the night, it is very nearer to Javad. Krishna used to play on float, climbing on the top tree. And he used to call Radhe, Lalite, Vishakhe, Chitre, Champaklate, Indulekhe, Rupmanjari. When nearby there is a Badri Ban. Badri means?
Badri is bear.
Bear. Krishna used to sit on that and used to call Radhika as a cuckoo bird. Kuhu, kuhu, kuhu. And as it was nearer, Radhika went to close the door and meet Krishna. When she used to close, there was very little sound. Her mother, that Jatila, used to cry, who is he? Then he used to stop. Whole night, Krishna
teasing her.
And she used to come, wanted to come, but by the noise, fires, she could not go out. Rupa Goswami tells that this pastime, I pray pastime that you should do kripa on me, and by your grace, may I will be able to see all these things actually. That became on that tree. so many kadams tree were there. In the morning, past time of Radhika, Yashoda sees that my son is becoming thinner and leaner and thinner. Understand? So he is very, very
worried
for this. At last, she asked Purnima Devi, what to do? My son does not take anything what we prepare to. Then she told, Purnima Devi told, that you can call wife of Abhimanyu, Putra Vadhu of Jatila. Putra Vadhu, you know?
Daughter-in-law.
And if she will cook and Krishna will take, his hunger will be and very taste he will take, and by taking he will be very strong and living life.
Long life.
And no rogue.
Sickness.
No sickness at all. No calamity. No thinking?
Anxiety.
No anxiety. So, you should call. Yashoda himself went there and met Jatila, that I want that your daughter-in-law should come to my house and prepare something that will be very, very useful for Krishna. Krishna does not take. He is my only son. So, I pray you to allow your daughter-in-law to cook in my house. She became angry. Very, very angry. I am not your maid servant, or whole family is not servant of yours. Your son is very, very
bad.
Very, very dhurta.
Dhurti. Very trouble.
Very troublesome. And he bites. And his beast does not. Yeah. Utarti nahi. Beast nahi utarta.
No?
If a serpent bites. He is very poisonous. And if he will cut, then that poison will never go. So I am the last lady to send my daughter-in-law to you. I will not allow. Radhika, Yashoda has brought it some ornaments, very, very precious,
valuable
ornaments and clothes. He said to Jatila, I want to meet your daughter-in-law. I want to see. That is, she called the Srimati Radhika. She came with Lalita Vihar. Then Yashoda, by cleverly, she gave all ornaments and gave her kangan, payjeb, anguli, ring. वो स्वयं पहना दिया उनको, उन्होंने उसको स्वयं पहना दिया.
Put them on.
हाँ, यशोदा put all these ornaments to Radhika hands, neck and all these. The ornaments were so precious, valuable, that water came from the mouth of Gorilla Jatila. She became very polite and told that, I will think. What to do? Now you should go. I will think and I will ask my son also. Then I can. He become some. Then Yashoda went to Purnima and told him she became very furious by this proposal. What to do? Yeah, I will do. Yashoda, Purnima one day went to Jatila. Jatila did dandavat to Purnimasi. And she worshipped Purnima. She knows that Purnima is a such a lady that what he will tell, surely it will be.
Yes.
If she is very much pleased to us, and if he gave Bardhan, Bardhan, you know?
Blessing.
Much blessing. By her blessing, lakhs of cows will be of my son. And I will be very, my son will be very, very wealthy. And we'll have a son also by the grace of God. So she worshipped. Then Purnima told, what do you want? I want so many cows, so many sons of my nephew?
Son?
Son?
Yes, sir.
What is?
Son.
Grandson. I want grandson. Then she told that you should obey Yashoda. What Yashoda tells, you should actually and at once you should follow and you should do it. If she wants that your daughter-in-law should go to Nandagaon, in the palace of Yashoda, and Upas Krishna, I understand. If you will not say, I am seeing that you will be destroyed and your son will be destroyed. No cows will be to Govardhan. So at once send her. And that fact she told to Yashoda, that I have told here. So now again you should try and she will send. Then Yashoda called Kundalata, the wife of Subhadra. Subhadra is son of Upananda. She went there and told Kutila, Jatila, to send her ship. She agreed and sent with Kundalata and told Kundalata, I am giving my daughter-in-law to your hand, and you should return yourself very carefully. There is a snake. She is very black and his poison is very much strong. So if it cuts to my daughter-in-law, she will not be rescued. Bachegi nahi. Mar jayegi. She will die. So be careful about this. She told that, I will see and I will bring it as I am taking to her. She, with Lalita, Vishakha and all the friends, she was coming from Jabat to Nandagaon. In the midway, where there is Kadamba tree, that means Kadamba tree, Krishna was sitting and milk killing cows. Lakhs and lakhs of cows were standing there. Drinking, and some were playing, some were
jumping.
At first, Radhika, Lalita told, we will not go by this way, because that snake is there. He will catch hold of. So we should go by Durki, far away way, we should go. Radhika told that, I don't fear. I will go by this sister. This is my passing way. So I will not go roaming hither and thither. I will go just. I will see what he does. Then Lalita said, we should go. But they were going very carefully. And Krishna was saying, watching, that they are coming. So, with pagadi on her head, pagadi means not topi. So, turban. With turban. And one jar on this, sitting on like this, like Gwala. Gwala, you know? Some rope were there, Krishna. And very, very, Udanda janta hai, Udanda. There is no any other substitute word. Krishna was watching. When she came nearest way point, Krishna was doing like this. He did like this. And that milk at once went to the mouth of Krishna, Srimati Radhika, and washed his mouth. Then all gopis were laughing. And Radhika became very merry, ashamed. And Krishna was laughing by doing this. Then she went away. But Krishna stole his heart.
See?
Body was going, but mind was there. So he wanted to see Krishna again. So he thought a way. If he does like this, all will tell, oh, she is what? Present to Krishna. So, she took his mala. Mala means
necklace?
Not necklace. Oh, golden chain. She broke that thing. And all by hither and thither. And he sat like this and was dancing. This was a pretense.
Plan. It was a trick.
This was trick to see Krishna. And for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, she was peeking. And all sakhis were also peeking and watching Krishna. Krishna became very glad. So, pastimes like these, daily, like this, very, very beautiful scenes of pastimes were going on the way. Upon the under the tree, where these pastimes were going, that is called Ter Kadamba. Swarup Goswami used to live here, and so first thing used to samadhi all these things. And used to write what he has seen in samadhi. Rupa Goswami has seen all these things in his samadhi and described him in books. So this is the katha of what?
Badri.
Badri tree. Where?
This one, on the Trikram path, there's this one Badri, one time.
In left side and right side.
He was
side.
Saying this is actually where Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken, written.
Someone said that Badri is very far away from here, but yet we see that anyone cannot write so rasic literature, raspad literature, ras means
sweet taste.
So tasteful literature as Bhagavad Gita. It cannot be written out of Vrindavan. So, Das Dev, should write Srimad Bhagavatam in Vrindavan, being in Vrindavan. It is written that Bhagavat was written in Badrivan. There are two Badrivan. One in Himalaya, near Badri Narayan, and here in Vrindavan. So in Mathura he was born, in Krishna Ganga, and Parasar, his father, also lived in Vrindavan, near Durvasa Rishi Ashram, opposite to Mathura. Other bank of Yamuna river. So Parashar, Vyas, all there in Vrindavan. And this Srimad Bhagavata, certainly written in Vrindavan. In that place, maybe this Vrindavan.
There is some Shastric reference to that place being the place that was written?
No reference. No. Simply it is written that it is written in Bhadrivan.
So this is just an internal understanding. Because Swami did not speak on this point.
Not clearly written all these things.
But at that at that place there was one little like shrine they say
that seen?
Yes. Whose idea was this to make this?
Where? There?
Yes.
What thing?
There is one like a, you know, when you go on the Parikram path and you go around it, like a small tiny temple.
And the signs of footprint.
I don't know if there's footprint. I think it is on empty, just very small. We go behind it and straight on the Parikram.
Oh, red.
No, just make a turn this way and around it.
Yeah,
turning
it when we take turn.
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm?
That place.
There. It is the footprint.
Uh-huh.
And for?
Yes, yes.
Like a tomb.
Yeah. So who has made that? Whose idea was that to place it? Because that is saying that this is... where Bhagavad was written or not saying?
What one says?
Somebody said that was where they had put it here because Vyas sat somewhere there. Yes.
Written Bhagavad.
Yes. But there is no
proof.
Just a feeling, not a definite.
Only एक आदमी से सुन करके दूसरा दूसरा से सुन करके तीसरा ऐसे धारा प्रवाह में लोकों लोक लोकापवाद है पर व्हाट आई टू
यू सेड दैट वन पर्सन टॉक्स टू अनदर पर्सन ही टॉक्स टू अनदर पर्सन एंड देन दे आर
लोक के अनुसार में उसे सुन सुन करके दूसरा सुनता है बस ऐसा ही नून रिटर्न কথা প্রভু কথা আসছেন কোন কাজ আছে কোন কথা আছে নাকি তবে
This place where 64 samadhis are near to radical
Hindu.
One time I went there, they told me there's one tree there, a very, very old tree there. Is this place?
Live down.
Yeah. That is not authorized place.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Has taken, he entered in Jagannath Mandir or Gopinath Mandir and vanished. Gadadhar Pandit disappeared at Jagannath. No samadhi could be given here as he left his body there. Raghunath Das Goswami at Radha Kund, Rupa Goswami at Radha Damodar. So all are Kalpanik. Kalpanik means created by
imagination.
So no actual samadhi is there of anyone.
Yes.
I think.
Yes, I think they also say that. They say it is like beta, but not even just some places there. So that place is not nonsense.
Not realizing. Only there, we also go sometimes. For smriti only.
Yes.
For. Kya?
For thinking, remembering.
Remembering. But not samadhi, no samadhi.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But that place is not, was formed by any temple in Gaudiya Sampradaya or just.
When Advaita Chat came, at that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not done both that part. Or he may be as a child. When he came to Vrindavan, he came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here. He was the first man to come here. Even before Nityananda Prabhu, he came here. He saw that actually there was only forest and forest. No trace of any home or village or anything. Because at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only a ghat was a small village. In Vrindavan, no trace of any house or anything. So when he came in his young age. He went in 12th month and he saw Vrindavan, he darshan Vrindavan with bhav. Understand bhav. After doing parikrama, he came to Vrindavan and on the bank of Yamuna, he built a hut under a bat vriksha. And he lived here for a long time, 6 months, 1 year. And from here, he went to see Gokul, Mahabharata. And there he has seen Madan Gopal, Madan Mohan. That deity, after that came to Mathura. At first that deity was in, anyhow, it was worshipped in Mahabharata Gokul.
It was not his personal deity.
He was very much attracted to this deity. Then he came to Vrindavan. From Vrindavan he saw a deity. Put that bird under these feet, it was called a big bird. After that, he went away, but the place was there. So then after that, Nityananda Prabhu came. He also roamed over 12 months. And he came to Vrindavan. And he stayed in the same, under the same birth that Advaita Charya has said. So it is called also Nityananda birth also. You have seen it?
Yes.
Now that old birth tree is not there. It's hanging. But new one has been. So, this is the history of Nityananda Bhatt or Advait Bhatt. Advait Bhatt also is called Sringar Bhatt. Advaitacharya related person, that Sringar Bhatt. Singar Bhatt, I have told. So some Advaita Chad also stayed perhaps there. So it is called Singarvas or Advaitvas. But actually that is Advaitvas.
There is Advaitvas. Dear God, here in Vrindavan, is there any information about the local tree, Kadamba tree here?
By Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when came here, he took bath at Sirghat, and there was a smooth ghat there. And he stayed at Simli Tala. So Sirghat is also Pamani, attentive. We see that there is a Sirghat that I took you all there. And we carry Sirghat also out there. In Bhaktivedanta, it is stated that near Akshay Vat, on the bank of Jamuna River, Sirghat is situated. Vallabhacharya and all other who do parikrama, circumambulation, they also state that Sirghat is that place. So, in one kalpa, Sirghati is here, and another is. That's it. So, no harm.
So, they are something the same. I think that.
We have Astra Kunda and Naval Kunda. Jugal tree means one pair of kadamba and one tamal. Very, very fat tree are there. As soon as it's about 35 years before, very, very beautiful that first was. So, you should see. That are called Jugal tree. Here Krishna with gopis has done Ras Leela there. Ras Leela. Very good.
So is history about that? There is some writings about that place also? Or only mentioned?
It is called that Govardhan is in the shape of a cow or more
peacock.
If a peacock is dancing, the dancing state is Govardhan. Doing like this. Front side is neck, and after neck, very
long.
After that, two eyes, and he is seen towards his stomach. So eyes are here. And
head is back.
This is Govardhan, Mukharvinda. And the self is like Puchari. So it is high. So a piece of feather standing. So these forests, all bricks, which means
trees.
Are like one feather. It is as stated in Bhaktivedanta, very beautiful all these. So Sadhan Krishna has done what? In Surya Kunda, it is such a very good forest. Here, some taking flowers from Susan Parva. Sakhi and Krishna also used to go at Surya Kunda Park doing for worshipping sun. Not for worshipping sun, but in desire to meet with Krishna. They used to go. Here, Jatla also used to come to see whether her. Radhika, her. She gathered flowers and it becomes quarrel with Krishna and Gopi. And they are gathering flowers. Sumo ka chain kar rahi. Chain means?
Taking the flower?
Taking flower.
Seeking flower?
Seeking flower. Seeking flower. Hum log tulsi chain karte hain. Tulsi lete nahi hain. Prasad hum log seman karte hain. Prasad khate nahi hain. Charanamrita hum seman karte hain. Hari katha hum sunte nahi hain. We don't hear Hari katha. Hari Sevan, Hari Katha Sevan, so when they are gathering, checking flowers, Krishna comes at one and tells here that who are you? Has that said, you don't know me? No, I don't know you. Who are you? Radhika, मैंने आश्चर्य व्यक्त करते हैं. तुम मुझे जानते नहीं हो.
Surprise.
Radhika, you know, her surprise. And oh, you don't know me? Krishna tells that I don't know. He told us that yes. I am daughter of Maharaj Vishwabhanu. Yes. 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 Yes.